Australia's vaccine plan has hit fresh roadblocks with a second case of rare blood clotting potentially linked to the AstraZeneca jab. And Novavax, which the federal government had hoped to get hold of by the middle of the year, has pushed back its global production targets to later this year. With the vaccine rollout disrupted, doctors say they're having to spend a lot more time with each patient to reassure them about safety. And that's having an impact on their bottom line, with GPs complaining they're not being reimbursed adequately for the process. Nick Grimm reports.
Dr. Chimera Ranatunga has just finished a vaccine clinic at his medical practice at Werribee in Melbourne's southwest.
So we have had about 50 patients come through today, and we have just vaccinated all of those. There was quite a lot of questions around the vaccine. We are hearing more and more.
Reports of rare but serious blood clots linked to the AstraZeneca vaccine and the decision by Australian health officials to suggest under 50s avoid it has many of Dr. Ranatunga's patients worried about whether it's a safe option for them.
What we are doing is to inform our patients, well informed about the risks involved. As you know, this is a growing area of concern, and what we can only give is what we have up to date at the moment. And we know that the clot risk with this AstraZeneca vaccine is an extremely, extremely small population that can be affected. And we are consenting them and trying to filter them out completely so that whoever who are at high risk will not be offered the AstraZeneca vaccine. But let me remind you that the vaccination is absolutely paramount in terms of preventing the COVID infection and its complications.
Have you had any patients who've turned around and refused a vaccine after speaking to you and ventilating those concerns?
So there has been about out of maybe the 250 vaccines that we have offered and the consults that we have had, possibly around three or four people who have decided to wait.
And did they express their rationale for doing so?
So one of the things that has come out in the ATAGI is that anyone who is below the age of 50, if they have not got high risk factors for COVID-related infection and complications, they need to be offered the Pfizer vaccine as a first option. So these people then decided that they were under 50 and they would wait for the Pfizer vaccine.
And how long are they likely to be waiting to get access to the Pfizer vaccine?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. We do not know that because at the moment there is no mention of when the Pfizer vaccine will be able to be delivered to the GP clinics due to the cold chain and the fact that it has to be stored at minus 70 degrees.
People are a bit more reluctant to get it, and that even includes, sadly, some healthcare workers.
Last week, online bookings were fully subscribed at Dr. Umber Rin's medical practice in Melbourne's north. In the last few days, the GP has seen numbers drop, but those keeping their appointments have a lot of questions.
There is a lot more time spent with the patient. You have to explain the procedure, the consent. You know, there's a lot of information to discuss, and obviously then people have a lot of questions, so that sometimes is not something you can do in a couple of minutes, and you need up to 15, 20 minutes to talk about everything and to maybe address certain fears in those who are vaccine hesitant.
And that's a problem, these doctors say, because they're losing income in the process.
At the moment, we aren't being reimbursed even for a standard consult. We're being reimbursed much less. So there's definitely been a lot of chatter amongst GPs in private little discussions that they're not quite happy with the rebates that we're getting for it.
Nurse practitioners too are unimpressed. They're also not being encouraged to help speed up the vaccine rollout. Under federal funding arrangements, they're blocked from accessing the medical benefit scheme item numbers that would allow them to administer the shots. Leanne Bowes is president of the Australian College of Nurse Practitioners.
Yeah, well, it's really a bit of a no-brainer. I mean, we've got GPs that are flat out and, you know, they're saying they're not really getting remunerated well enough for doing it. They're getting inundated with inquiries. If we engage the nurse practitioner workforce to assist, I think it could only be a win-win. It's really a missed opportunity.
And that's Leanne Bowes, and she's the president of the Australian College of Nurse Practitioners. Now, reporter Nick Grimm.